Hey everyone, this is Matt and welcome to the Invisible EMF podcast. Great to have you here today. Well, this week I'm going to shift gears a little bit. We were covering the four EMFs of concern and we were to talk about dirty electricity today. However, this past 2 weeks I've just had endless inquiries regarding earthing outside and also grounding products. So I thought I need to nail this one straight away. And it's a pretty important episode because most are unaware of the dangers and we'll be going over all of those so you're educated on what is actually going on when you're using these grounding products. Today, we'll not only be discussing the earthing outside, so grounding yourself, taking your shoes off, but we'll be discussing the grounding products. So firstly, it's important to make a distinction between the two labels people are using, earthing and grounding. Earthing is what we refer to when you're just connecting yourself to the earth outside, taking your shoes off, walking barefoot. And then grounding, typically when we're grounding, we're using like grounding products that are connected to the electrical grounding system in a home. So earthing is excellent for our health. There's no doubt about it. There's been studies conducted. And so the earth has a negative charge and earthing outside allows you to connect to natural free electrons present in the ground. And studies have shown reduced inflammation, improved sleep, enhanced immune response, and more. But there's one big problem when it comes to earthing, and that's just simply taking your shoes off, walking barefoot. There's some massive problems that not many people are talking about. Most of the earth is extremely polluted with artificial AC voltage, stray currents, and harmonics. In a nutshell, electricity moving along the ground. And as I said, there's hardly anyone talking about this, but it's there and you can test it. So if you could see this, if you could actually see electricity, you could see it moving along the earth outside. And now different areas that you go into may be more polluted than others, so you'd see more of that electricity flowing along the ground. And then you might be out in nature well away from power lines and substations and any electrical systems, and you might see much less of it, but it's still there. And there's been numerous people testing this stuff, even out in the most remote areas, like deserts, and it's still there, it's still present. But much less than you'd see, say, new power lines, potentially, cities. So yeah, basically, different areas are more polluted than others, but it's literally everywhere. So this electrical contamination of the planet began in the early 1900s. Grounding yourself before then would have been perfect, no pollution. So this is obviously when the electrification of the planet started happening. Prior to that period, the earth would have been a lot cleaner as far as earthing is concerned. Now, there's been many studies conducted on ground currents, and that's what we're talking about, electricity moving along the ground. In dairy cows, they were observing cows constantly lifting their feet off the ground like a dance. What the cows were doing is trying to find some relief, as when they lifted up one hoof off the ground, they were breaking the circuit of that electricity, that ground current going up one leg and down the other. So there's been many health effects attributed to this, not only in cows, but also humans. You might want to check out the work of Dr. Donald Hillman. He's studied this quite intensively. So why is the ground so polluted? Why is the earth polluted with electricity, even in some of the remotest areas? So the start of the electrical process is actually power generation, wind turbines, power plants, etc. We're going to just move a little bit further down the chain to the substation. Now, this is where that electrical loop starts. So from the substation, we'll have both voltage and current that's then sent out onto the power lines out to your house. That voltage and current comes into your house. And a lot of the voltage is used up by appliances, lights, things you've got switched on. However, the current stays the same. That current now needs to leave the house and go back to the substation. So the same amount of current coming into the house also leaves the house. We don't want any difference in current at all. All the current must come to your house and return back to the substation. Now, there's a little bit of voltage that enables that current to flow back to the substation. What's happening, though, if there's any break in a neutral connection, that path for the current to go back to the substation, then it needs to find an alternative path back to it. So first, this current is going to want to follow the path of least resistance back to the substation. And that can be along metal pipes, anything conductive. So pipes is one of the main ones. But secondly, it's going to want to find any and all paths back to the substation as a last resort. If it can't find any pipes to travel on to get back there, it's like a highway for it, right? It's much easier for it to travel back along the pipes. And if not, the path of least resistance is through the earth, through the soil. So that's where we have these ground currents. This electrical ground pollution is coming from power line leakage, improper grounding systems, neutral path currents, and faults in the electrical systems. So basically, mostly what we've been describing, where there's a break in that path for the current to go back to the transformer. Now, power companies often have no interest in fixing most of these issues. And much of this electrical ground pollution is also coming from private homes, industrial and commercial buildings. So it's not even in the hands of the power companies or the utility companies. So as long as the power and lights are working, then it's business as usual. And because this stuff is invisible, man, it's not on most people's minds. There's been numerous electrical engineers researching ground currents and its health effects on not only humans, but also animals. And we've got Dave Stetzer, Stephen McGee. He's got a book out called Toxic Electricity. Also Paul Harding from Total EMF Solutions. He's been doing a great job showing the ground currents, even in remote areas. Russ Allen, he's got a book out called Electrocution of America. It's well worth reading. So next up, let's discuss grounding products. But first, just a word from our sponsor, myself. I just wanted to give a shout out that we've just launched the Powerline Pro in America. If you have any power lines near your home, or you're looking at a house to purchase, and there's either those massive transmission power lines, the high voltage ones, or your lower voltage, just street distribution lines that run along the street, you can get in touch with me at emfprotocol.com. Send through an email if you are concerned. A lot of awareness when it comes to power lines is on those high voltage power lines, but a lot of people just don't even think twice about the street distribution lines. They're those power lines that run along the street. Now, a lot of the time we're getting higher exposures in homes from those street power lines just because they're in much closer proximity to homes than the higher voltage transmission lines. So yeah, you definitely don't want to muck around with the magnetic fields or electric fields that come off those. You're also being exposed to dirty electricity. So it's a quadruple, what do you call it? So with the Powerline Pro, I guide you through the whole process of revealing EMFs emanating from power lines. So that way we can see how safe your home is. All right, let's jump into grounding products. Now, these products allow you to connect yourself to the electrical grounding system in a home. Now, there's many different products sold, but the main ones are grounding sheets and also mats that you can even put your feet on or your hand on to connect yourself to ground. The problem is the grounding system is like the dumping ground for electricity. It's usually always extremely polluted with voltage, current, and hazardous frequencies, such as those in the kilohertz range. So when you're using these products, you're providing a direct connection between this electrical pollution on the grounding system and your body. Not only that, but you now act as an antenna for all EMFs around you to ground out via yourself. You're basically being used as the wire now for all of those EMFs to ground out through out into the ground electrode. So not only are you connecting yourself to a polluted source of artificial voltage, current, and harmonics, but you're actually becoming an antenna for all the EMFs around you. So the electric fields, the dirty electricity, the radio frequency radiation, and the magnetic fields, they all want to ground out, and now they'll be using you to do that. So voltage and current is usually always present on grounding systems in homes, and over 1 volt on the grounding system is very common. So there's also faults in appliances, loose or damaged wiring connections, and even lightning that can increase this even higher. And now these toxic frequencies that you'll be exposed to, these harmonics, they go well up into the megahertz range, even higher. I've seen radio frequency radiation that is way up in the top of the megahertz range. It's close to even what the cell towers are putting off. So you definitely don't want to connect yourself into this. Another thing to mention is that the electrical wiring in a home itself is an antenna for everything as far as EMS is concerned. RF from cell towers, AM and FM radio, you name it. So they're actually attracted to your electrical systems in inside your house, your wiring behind the walls. And then when you're connecting yourself directly to that, definitely not ideal. Now, there's a lot of people selling these grounding products and they'll do this body voltage test. Now, basically what they're doing is just showing that when you connect your hand to a grounding product, your body voltage goes to zero. This is a complete lie, this test. It's preying on people that know nothing about how all this stuff works. It shows zero on the meter, but all he's doing is comparing your body's voltage to the electrical ground's voltage. Of course it's going to be zero, because if you're comparing apples to apples, it's going to cancel out, right? And the most deceiving part is it's not zero. When you're connecting your body to those products, your body voltage is not going to zero. To get a more accurate reading, you'd need a 6-foot-long electrode in the ground outside, well away from any electrical system, and then compare your body voltage to that. That would be more accurate. This test is very deceiving. Well, that about sums up earthing outside and grounding products. If you do want to ground outside, it's really a bit of a gamble. Obviously, the more remote you are, the better it's going to be. You want to be well away from any residential areas where there's power lines or substations. But even as we've discussed in this episode, even remote areas are polluted. So the question remains, should we even be earthing at all? The least polluted place on the planet when it comes to earthing is the deepest trenches in the ocean. More than 100 years ago, for sure, earthing would have been absolutely awesome. We've got no electrical pollution on the ground, and you'd have a really clean source of that natural energy coming into your body. Myself, I don't personally, well, as far as grounding products, I avoid like the plague. I've never used them, never will, and I advise all my friends and clients to stay well away from them. But if I was to earth outside, it would be in a national park somewhere. The more remote, the better. But yeah, as I said, it's really a gamble. So that's earthing and grounding for you. So next week, we're going to be talking all about dirty electricity. So until then, take care.